Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but that the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented 2 nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its latest land-based and submarine ballistic missile capabilities, with numerous launches in the past 6 months. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting in London today with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman Mark Toner on the U.S. focus for these talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with then, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without any food or any aid at all or a way to escape the war. A suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35 people, wounded more than 50 others. It happened in an attack on Shia Muslim religious observances. Saturday's bombing was the deadliest attack in Iraqi capital since early July, and it also came at a time when Iraqi government forces are planning to retake the city of Mosul from IS fighters. This is VOA News.